From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group is going much faster than expected. He spoke in Paris, where foreign ministers from Western and Middle Eastern nations have been meeting to discuss how to restore peace and stability once the Islamic State group is ousted from Mosul. Meanwhile, the Pentagon announced that a U.S. service member was killed by an explosion in northern Iraq. The international community moved Thursday to step up pressure on Syria and its allies to end the bombing in eastern Aleppo. The UN says it has received the green light to evacuate sick and wounded from the city. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Special Advisor Jan Egeland says he hopes urgent medical evacuations from the besieged city will begin on Friday.
These will be evacuations of critically wounded or sick people.
Egeland says the UN has received assurances from all the warring factions that the medical evacuations can proceed safely. However, he says the UN is still seeking permission to bring food and medical supplies into eastern Aleppo, whose 275,000 inhabitants have received no humanitarian assistance since July. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
In what could be a serious setback for the U.S. pivot to Asia, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has announced his country's separation from the United States following high-level talks with Chinese leaders in Beijing.
I have separated from them, so I will be dependent on you for all time. But do not worry, we will also help as you help us.
Mr. Duterte told a business forum late Thursday the separation would be in the military and economic areas. This is VOA News.